flowing warm.
Yeah.
Creeks, rivers.
Yeah.
That much flowing waters I know.
Okay. Suppose that there was some land that was kind of swampy and they wanted to get the water off of it. You would say that they are what? Wetting the swamp?
Draining.
Okay. I'll move my chair back. Okay, if they had to dig something to drain the water out with, what do you call that thing that they dug?
Ditch or canal or?
Okay. What's the difference between a ditch and a canal?
It's a matter of size, I think.
Uh-huh. Which one's bigger?
Canal.
Uh-huh. Can boats go up and down a canal?
Some of them.
Uh-huh. But can they go up and down a ditch?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it could be. They'd call it a ditch, if it's that big.
Okay. Let's see, what would you call a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide, like on the sea? Do you have a name for that? You may not have one.
I don't think I do.
Okay. No, I didn't. What do you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water that's in the woods or in a field or someplace like that? And it's usually like about 10 feet deep or about 10 feet across. Fairly good size.
I don't think I have any water. Which channel wouldn't be, I think.
Would you ever call it maybe a ravine or a draw or a gully or a gulch?
Ravine and draw and gully, any of them.
Okay. Is there any difference between a ravine and a gully?
Well, I think a ravine as being much larger.
Uh-huh. What about a draw? What is that exactly?
Well, it's a channel, but without necessarily any water flowing through it.
Okay. Say there's been a real heavy rainfall, and the rain has cut out sort of a channel through a road or field. You'd call that a what? One of the names we already mentioned, or something else?
I guess I just say ditch.
Okay. Okay, say you've got two creeks and they flow together and make a bigger one. What do you call the two that flow together?
Tributary is too big a word.
You might call the place where they come together, right? Even, or the place where the one kind of splits apart, you might call it.